Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the question of the Eishes Yifas Toar, and we were trying to figure out, among other things, what is the Isser of the Eishes Yifas Toar, that the Torah is Matir. What's the Isser of this Gentile woman? We proved from the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that there doesn't seem to be an Isser D'oraisa, if it's only Bitsin, only if it's Bifarhesia. And the man is with the Eishes Yifas Toar Bitsinah, so what's the problem? We saw Shitas HaRan, who holds that there's Kares not only Bifarhesia, there's even Kares Bitsinah, but since B'dinei Adam, you don't do anything if it's done b'tzina, that's why we needed the gzeir of the Beis Shel Chashmonai, who gave four sets of malchus for nashgah, as we explained in the previous shir. But then we showed from the Gemara again that it's not true, that for kares there isn't, for b'tzina there isn't an iser. The Gemara is mechalek. And Mar says only before Hesia there's an Isser, but Sinah there's no Isser on any biblical level. So what does the Torah have to be Matir it for if it's not Isser in the first place? So therefore it would appear, we're continuing, that Bevadai Rivman explains that with respect to the Heftza of the woman, that she's an Erva, there's no difference between Sinah and Farhesia. Like the Ran said, he says, Linyan Kares, how's it shayich to be mechalik between Sinah and Farhesia? If she's Aser, she's Aser. If she's Mutter, she's Mutter. So as far as the Gufa Erva, there's no difference. Nevertheless, the Azhara, the Isser, Kitoitza Mehai Erva, from the outcome of the fact that she's an Erva, is different whether it's Sinah or Farhesia. It's only before Hesia, not Bitsina. Just Linyan Kares, which is Lashamayim, that's going to be on anybody who's an Erva. So if she's an Erva, there's going to be Kares Bitsina, and there's going to be Kares before Hesia. Because for Shamayim, that's enough. Maybe it's telling the Goran Makas, you'd give him a lamed beis. Does Kares require a warning? And the Rambam paskins that it doesn't. So therefore, if it's Bitsina, it could be that there's no Isser Kitotza'ah from the Azhara. Maybe it's just Kares, and there's no Azhara. But, as far as Onesh goes, to give an Onesh, Bidei Adam, for that you need a Pasuk. And that only applies, or Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that only applies to Farhesia. As far as the Onish is concerned, that's only b'Farhesia. But as far as the Etzem HaIsser is concerned, Sinah and Farhesia are the same. And that's the discussion in the Gemara about the Isser, and the Gemara seems to conclude that b'Sinah there is no Isser, that the Torah should have to be Matir. But the Sibas HaIsser, Midin, the fact that she's an Erva, or the fact that there's Hefseid HaBanim, that the children are going to become Goyim from this non-Jewish woman, does apply to being with this non-Jewish woman. And that is the Karis. Because you have the Sibas HaIsser. But that's not enough. We're afraid to prevent the person from doing this bad deed of being with this non-Jewish woman. Because there's no Onesh Bidei Adam. And that's why the Beis Shel Chashmonai had to be Gozer and Isser. Like the Ran says. And for this reason, we understand what it says in Agos Mordechi in the fourth parak of Yevamos, B'nafla lifnei mumer. That if a woman falls in yibum before a mumer, there's no yibum because kanoim pogimbo. The Truma Sadeshin asks from Tosas Nivamas to Zayin Amud Beis, the Ramasul Kosovar, that Betsina, it's only us or Derabanan, and the child is not a mamzer if the parent is a mummer. Look there, and they know to be Huda and Eben Ezer and Simon Kufnun, the Avnei Miluim and Simon Zayin, Sif Kotin Yud Gimel. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that B'yibum Erva Paters, Ve'ein Kana Mokum L'Harich B'zeh. The fact that she's an Erva makes one, they're Erva to each other, that makes for no Yibum. And therefore, if a Mummer is the potential Yibum candidate, the woman should not do Yibum, because even though it's Tzina, it's considered Erva. They're usher to each other. And this doesn't matter. It's sin. It doesn't matter for Hesia. Mashen kein mamzerus. There, Tos is discussing vis-a-vis Chai Be'lavin. There, we require that it should be an Avera D'Oraisa. And Betsina, it's only Asa D'Rabbanan. So since Betsina, it's only Asa D'Rabbanan, the child's not going to be a mamzer. So we see again the difference between where you have the Isser Be'etzem, and therefore you have an Isser Erva, and therefore a Nofelis Lifnei HaMumer is not going to do Yibum, but their child isn't going to be a Mamzer because it's not considered, strictly speaking, an Aveira. In other words, you can have, that's the Yisod that we're bringing out over here, you can have a person who's an Erva, but that's not necessarily an Avera. The person's an Erva, and there's going to be Kares, and there's going to be divine punishment, but there is no, strictly speaking, there's no Lav D'Oraisa. And therefore, when it comes to a Mummer, doing Yibum with a Mummer, there's Erva there, Pater from Mum for Pater from Yibum, but the child won't be a mamzer because it's only Asdur Abanan. And with this, we can also answer the kasha brought in the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. We mentioned that Ebenezer Simon Kufnun on the Shita of Mahara may Regenspurk in the Mordechi, who writes that Kanaim Pogimbo B'nafla Lifnei Mummer, if a woman falls before a Mummer for Yibum and they go there together, Kanaim Pogimbo. Wait a second, Frechnil Yehuda, I don't get it. We only find Kanaim Pogimbo if it's a male with a non-Jewish female, but not a Jewish female with a non-Jewish male. So if this guy's a mummer, so that's like a goy, but she's the Israelis, and we don't say Kanaim Pogimbo Yisraelis Bekusi. That's his kasha. Chazanish talks about this in Ebenezer and Simadal Sif Kotin Yud. But based on what we said, we could be medactic that he writes that if a woman is Nif'elis Legoy Kanaim Pogim Bo, it should have said Ba, the woman. She's the one going off. She's the Jewish woman who's doing what a Jewish woman's not supposed to do. The explanation is that if B'Baal HaKusis, when a Jewish man has relations with a non-Jewish woman, we say Kanaim Pogimbo. So what does that prove? It proves that there's an Erva here. And because of this Erva, there's also an Isser. Never put Kanaim Pogimbo. But it's both an Erev and an Isser. However, be Israelis, there's no Isser. There's an Erev, but there's no Isser, just like Petsina. There's an Erev, even though Darais, there's no Isser. It's an Erev. And that Erev is enough to pater from Yibum. And that is why he says, Kanaim Pogin Bo, Benaf Lufne Momer. In other words, Kanaim Pogin Bo, to prove that it's an Erva. Because if it was a Jewish man, the non-Jewish woman would be Kanaim Pogin Bo. So therefore, if it's a Jewish woman with a Mummer man, it's also going to be an Erva, and therefore they're not allowed to be together. So it emerges according to this, that even Bitsina, it's also a Dvar Erva. It might not be a La Min HaTorah, but it's an Erva, and it could also be Karis Midirei Kabbalah. And since it's an Erva, and since this person is going to be cut off, and Divrei Kabbalah, sometimes like Divrei Torah, right, according to some. So you neither are the heter of Yifas Tohar. He that Yifas Tohar, not because formalistically speaking it's a Lav D'Oraisa, to be privately with this non-Jewish woman, but because it's an Erva D'Oraisa. Because Linyan HaChefta Shel HaIsha Shi Erva, we can't be Mechala B'din Sinan for Hesia, like the Ran said. She's an Erva, she's not, what does it matter if everyone's watching? And therefore we require the heter of Yifas Tohar. And it's Kimat Lehedya B'divrei HaGemara B'chulin Kufte Samad Beis. Whatever the Torah asserted for us, there's something parallel that's also mutter. Torah asserted a kusis, a non-Jewish woman, but was matir Yifas Tohar. So one second, what do you have to say Yifas Tohar for? But sin, all non-Jewish women are mutter min haTorah. It says also Rachmana, the Torah. So why do we have to come on to Yifas Tohar? So in the Yerushalmi, in the Tosin Nida, he writes Al Pi Yerushalmi Asal Aneishas Ish. That's why you have to come on to Yifas Tohar. Because she's also an Eishes Ish. And our Gemara doesn't say she's just a non-Jewish woman. What do you mean they assert every non-Jewish woman? It's not true. They assert every non-Jewish woman, and they were matir or Yifas Tohar. But Sinna, they're all mutter. All the non-Jewish women midaraisa. So what's the answer? The answer is, we have to say, Medarv Zagin, like they say in the mirror, that also with Sinna, she's a chepsa viser. Even with Sinna, non-Jewish woman's a chepsa viser. The Gemara says, very good. Asur lan kusis, she's a chepsa viser. But Yifas Tohar, she's mutter to us. But then we have to understand even more. What's the heter of Yifas Tohar that makes her, as Chazal call it, Basar Tmusos Shchutos? Anyway, there's no Isser Befoal. It's just a Cheft of Isser. And that stays with the Yifas Tohar. So what changed that made it shchutos? It's not shchutos. Beforehand she wasn't a chepta viser min haTorah. Beforehand she wasn't an iser befoal min haTorah. And after the Torah's matir, obviously she's not iser befoal. Beforehand she was a chepta viser, and she still remains a chepta viser. She's still a kusis. So what do you mean? What makes her into a shchuta? She's what makes her into this kosher person. She's still a chefetz iser. Before all, there's no iser min haTorah. There's just a chefetz iser, and that's even after we're matir her before all. She's still a chefetz iser. So what changed? Vayim b'kli chemda, v'inim kiseitzos. Hey, that'd be a fast toar. You need a kapara. But that's not kepashtus divrei atos b'shabbos amut alad amud aleph. The ramas l'midei hira. So the shaila is, what's the heter? What's the heter? Anyway, there's not an isser befoal. And yet, she's still a chevtav isser. She's a chevtav isser. You still need kapara, like Tosis says, not like the Kli Chemda. So if you still need kapara, she's still a chevtav isser. So what? How does the Torah's heter change things? Beforehand she was an Aser Befoal. Now she's not Aser Befoal. Beforehand she was a Chepta Visser that requires a Kapara. And now she's a Chepta Visser that requires Kapara. Beforehand she was like an Erev, and now she's still an Erev. So what was Mischadesh in the head there of Yefas Torah? So from this we see that just like Tosis writes and Chof Beis Amar Aleph and Kiddushin Dibur Masul Shalom L'shitas Rashi, that Bia Rishona is only permitted La'achar Geirus, that it's called Basar Tumusos, since we're Megayer her Baal Korcha. According to this, that we call her Tmusos Shchutos, that is because the Torah was Koveya that the Geirus is Chal Al Kopanim L'shitas Toisis V'das Rashi, and that's what makes her Shchutos. In other words, Midin Yifas Toar, the Torah was Poeles B'Tanaya Iser, in order that there shouldn't be an Isser. He's Megayer. This Giyur makes it Tmusos Shchutos, according to Rashi. Because Medin Yafas Toyar, the Torah was Pol, but Tanaya Isser, so there shouldn't be an Isser. In other words, normally, Geiris Baal Korcha isn't good, and therefore she's a regular Gentile woman. But the Torah was Paul, but Tanayo is there. No, now the conditions change. Now Geiris Baal Korcha is a good Geiris. So the same applies to us, that we hold that Bia Rishona is Mutter without Geiris, that's Chal on this woman, Adin Omedis Legerus, that she is now a candidate, she's going to do Gerus, even though she hasn't yet done it, but before the second time she will. That is Mafkia from her, Hashem Aramis, Sheyesh Isser Ve'erva B'Bilasa. That removes the fact that she's a candidate for conversion before the second Bia, that removes already now her shame Aramis, that there would be the shame of being a Goya that would make an Isser and an Erev and her Bi'ila. That normally, en mitziut kazot. Or as they say in modern Hebrew, en matzav. It can't be such a thing that a woman is a person's a candidate, and that already changes their status. Either you converted or you didn't convert. Other ya, other nisht. V'kan chala mitziut dinit shel omedet legerut. Here there is a halachic mitzius of being a candidate for conversion, midin keneged yetzer hara debra Torah. So the Torah changes the Tanayim of the Isser. In other words, the heder of the Ifas Toar is that she's not a regular non-Jewish woman anymore. Normally she's Aser Alts non-Jew. But now, here we change the rule. The Torah changes the rules a little bit. The Torah. And it says that the fact that she's Omedes Legerus, that makes her Mutter. She's now in the Gerus ballpark. Welcome to the Gerus ballpark. Vayein Barambam, Beperek Yud Bet, Meisurei Bia Alachavav, Shemi Sheba Al Bat Ger Toshav, Ein Kanaim Pogimbo. The Ha'er says, Ach, if somebody has beer with the daughter of a Ger Toshav, who accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs, there's no Din of Kanaim Pogimbo, even though he's an Italian guy. But he's a Ger Toshav, Ayin Shem Magid Mishnah. And if God gives me life, hopefully we'll explain this more. Why? Because she doesn't have the shlemus of being an Akum. She's not a pure breed Goya. She's a Bas Ger Toshav. That's a Pagam in her Goya. It's a good Pagam. She made a dent in the right direction towards being a Ger Toshav, a Geras Toshav. In the same vein, we can say that this Mitzius is Chal on somebody who's a Medes Legerus. Midin Yafas Toyar. Umashi Amarti Morai Borabotai Zelo Chidush Mechudash Atzum Mekori Shel Achronim. הוא מפורש בדברי הרשב"א. הרשב"א דבר כ"ב עמוד א', אין שם. אם מותר ביה ראשונה, קודם גירות. שואל הרשב"א, מהי בשר שחוטות אי ככה? בשר נבלות הוא. As the Rashba, if she's mutter ביה ראשונה before גירות, why is it called בשר שחוטות? Here it's still in a veilosh, not Jewish yet. V'yesh loymar, kevan shedaito lizgayer, t'musois shchutois karinan bey. Moiridik. That since her das is lizgayer, that's what makes her t'musois shchutois. Exactly like we're saying. That's what we call her. So we're changing the Tanai Yisr. We're not saying stam a non-Jewish woman is mutter. We're saying that the fact that she's Omedes Lizgayer is Matir. Just like Lefi Rashi. Normally Geir's Baal Korcha doesn't work here, it does. So too, according to the Rashba, normally Omedes Lizgayer is meaningless. But here it's meaningful. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, we broke some ground over here, very, very gishmak. We learned big yisodos about it being chefza v'isser, where there's no isser before midaraisa, but there's still an isser daraisa, there's still a kares, and this yifas Torah, and that's the Torah has to be matir, even though in a formalistic sense, it's not even a, she's not even a lav, but she's still a chefza v'isser. And we learn that we're changing the Tanaya Isser. The reason she's Tmusos Shchutos is because she's Omedes Lizgayer. That's what makes it Shchutos and not Nevelos. That's in a nutshell Hayisodot she nilmedu b'shiur hazeh. V'ani mekaveh she'im Hashem yiten et hakoach v'et hamoach v'et simchat hachayim v'et efsharuyot hakalkaliyot shekol haparnasa מן השמיים, כמובן צריך לעשות מאמץ, אבל פרנסה מן השמיים, בעזרת השם נזכה להמשיך הלאה בסוגיה הזאת, ובעוד הרבה Misugiyot Hashas, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.